Good evening. I'd like to call this meeting to order. We'll have our invocation from the Reverend George Shibata from the Reedley Buddhist Church. And I've asked Councilwoman Anita Betancourt to do our flag salute. Would you please stand with me?
May the light of the wisdom and compassion of Amida Buddha so shine within our hearts and minds that we can clearly see our symbiotic relationship, our interdependence with one another in space and time, and that consequently our words and actions be always kind and reasonable, resulting in the solving of our problems favorably. Namu Amida Butsu. Thank you.
Join the council in the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The roll call, please.
Councilmember Rapata.
Here.
Celino.
Here.
Betancourt.
Here.
Chavez.
Here.
Mayor Fast.
Here. We have two presentations this evening. The first one is the Cops Walk and Run. Chief, are you going to do that, or? Leon? Leon? Okay. Would you come up, please? Good evening.
Good evening, Mayor, City Council members, City Manager. Sorry, this is my first public speaking thing, so I'm not the best at this. I'm Zach Kild. I'm here representing the Reedley Police Officers Association this evening. I've been with the Reedley POA since June 2001. Since then, I've had a wonderful time working here. I enjoy my job so much. As you all know, February 25th, 2010, that wonderful experience began to darken for me. That was the day Corp Behar was shot in front of me. When Corp Behar was killed, it forever changed our department. The members of the department have changed, as well as the city. We all have become closer. And with that comes the ups and downs. We employees are still grieving our loss. As a part of the grieving process, many of the employees want to attend the State Police Memorial and the National Police Memorial in Washington, D.C. when they honor Corporal Behar. I can only speak for myself, but I will be going to these memorials, and I believe it will help me in my own grieving process. I have been affected by this tragic killing, and I will be at those memorials to represent Corporal Behar, his family, my department, and my city. I know. I will be going because I know in my heart Corporal Behar would do the same for me. We are here this evening with Mr. Leon Isaac, who represents Central California Cops Chapter, who will talk more about our upcoming fundraiser, which will help send many of our employees to these memorials. Thank you.
Thank you, Officer Hill.
Good evening.
Good evening, Leon.
most of you know what my passion is and what I'm involved in, and I'll just do a short reminder. As you all know, I lost my son, Deputy Jeff Isaac, September 8th, 1997. And as a result of that, my wife and I have become very involved in this nonprofit organization called COPS, Concerned of Police Survivors. And the organization, basically what we do is we come alongside new families of officers killed in the line of duty. Our chapter covers 14 counties. And since I've been involved actually with the chapter since about 2002, I personally have met and been involved with over 23 families. And it makes my heart sad when I have to think about that. And most recently, as Zach shared, February the 25th was a very difficult day for all of us, the community. It was for the officers, and also especially for me. Margaret Mims called and asked that I come to the hospital to help in regards to the families. And that was the longest 6.5 hours that I have lived in a long, long time. I see the pain, I see the trauma, and it's devastating to all of us. And our main focus with our COPS chapter is to provide financial assistance and also, most importantly, emotional support when there is a line of duty death. But I have to tell you, I'm real passionate also about the co-workers who are involved in these incidences. And I never say no to something when somebody asks me a question, would you be willing to or would you consider, and I say yes. And that's what this COPS run is all about. We, about 90 days or so ago, started talking with law enforcement partners, Fresno County Sheriff's Department, Reedley Police Department, and we are also working with a family out of Templeton, the CHP office. And it was our goal to raise some money, to raise some funds, so that we can send the uniformed officer back to these memorials. The local memorial in Fresno County is at no cost, as you can understand, but there is a cost involved to go to Sacramento and also to Washington, D.C. That is the most expensive. I have to tell you from personal experience that attending the memorials when the officer is being honored is the most important. All line of duty deaths that happened in 2010 will be honored May of 2011. And my passion actually to become involved in this COPS chapter is I did not have the opportunity, nor my wife or my family, to go to Washington, D.C. in May of 1998. And so that is my driving force to be able to make it possible for families. And now, really, the officers. The officers that are right there protecting and serving. And in this instance, it was serving a search warrant. And Reedley is real special to me. Lived here many years. Fresno County Sheriff's Department is very special to me. My son's both work for the Sheriff's Department. My youngest is a deputy to this day. And so it's just important that we focus in on and allow the uniformed officers the ability to attend these memorials. So as a result, we're putting this together. Actually, it's coming up. It's going to be this Saturday on the 13th. And if you don't have any plans, please feel free to jump in the car and run up there and check us out and see what we're going to be doing. It's an easy walk. I think it's an easy run. I'm not a runner, so I'm assuming that'll be okay. Our goal is, again, as I stated, to raise some money so that we can provide assistance to get the ones that were right involved in the incident. To be able to go and to honor their coworker. And so We did make a presentation to the Orange Cove City Council, and they gave us a generous donation. And I'm asking, really, this City Council, if you would entertain the thought or the idea to give a donation towards this event. And I have to just tell you that it will help the healing and the grieving process. It will help the officers that continue to go out and protect and serve to deal with the loss of Javier Behar. A quick little 1 minute commercial. Our chapter also provides assistance for the families to attend COPS hands-on programs, and it's all back east. And my wife and I were privileged to go with Javier's parents, took them to Little Rock, Arkansas, and spent 4 days there. And there was over 205 moms and dads throughout the United States. And I thought it might be a little difficult time with the language barrier, but absolutely not, because we all have one common bond, and that is that we've all lost a son or a daughter. We've also been able to assist co-workers to go back to co-worker retreat, spouses retreat. I believe Miriam went, and Maricela and Daisy went to sibling retreat. So it is important. It is a healing process, and it was money well spent. So thank you for your time, and if you have any questions, I'll try to answer them.
Are there any questions?
I think this is a great program.
Thank you for what you do, Leon. Yeah. Really appreciate it.
Thanks. All right.
Our next presentation is a new employee in our engineering department. I asked our engineer, Martinez, to come up and introduce our new staff person.
Where's Julie? That's right there.
Sure. I mean,
Mayor, council members, I would like to introduce our newest staff member in the engineering department, like Mayor Faz suggested, Julia Zavala. She prefers to be called Julie. Just to highlight a few things about Julie, she was born and raised in Ridley. She has a 15-year-old daughter and a big extended family. She is about to obtain a construction management degree from Fresno State University in December 2010. She has worked for a well-renowned construction companies such as Clark Construction and Hansel Phelps at local offices, Visalia and Fresno.
Yes.
And one of her career achievements has been to work as a one of the construction supervisors for the City of Visalia Cahuilla Delta Hospital Expansion Project. And with this, I'll pass it on to Julie to provide any other remarks.
Thank you, Noe. Good evening, everyone. This is my first time addressing the council, so I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm really excited to be part of this team. I see as a longtime resident, I've seen the great things that the city is doing to improve our community and its growth, and I'm just really excited to be part of it. It's just amazing. So, you know, if you see me around town, come say hi. I won't bite. And I just thank you guys for the opportunity to serve my community. Thank you.
That's great. Julie, we're really excited to have you on our staff.
Thank you.
For me, it's a pleasure to see someone growing up in Ridley and becoming credentialed and learning and coming back to give back to our community. So
thank
we're
you.
Really excited to have you on board.
I'm excited for the opportunity.
Any other comments from the council?
You know, a homegrown individual, you know, gives other kids you know, kids in this community a good chance. You know, there's possibilities out there.
Yes, there is. There definitely are.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
She comes from a good neighborhood. He's been my neighbor forever and ever.
Yes, we're neighbors.
I forgot to mention that.
Yes, I have a nice neighbor.
That's great.
So thank you very much, and everyone has made me feel very welcome. So and it's very nice that we're still a very homey community. So as much as we've grown over the years, we're still very very tight-knit community, so.
That's great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Noah. The next item on the agenda is public comment. Provides an opportunity for members of the public to address the City Council on items of interest to the public within the Council's jurisdiction and which are not already on the agenda this evening. It is a policy of the Council not to answer questions impromptu. Concerns or complaints will be referred to the City Manager's office. Speakers should limit their comments to not more than 3 minutes. No more than 10 minutes per issue will be allowed. For items which are on the agenda this evening, members of the public will be provided an opportunity to address the Council as each item is brought up for discussion. Is there any public comment this evening? Seeing none, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Consent agenda items are considered routine in nature and voted upon as one item. Under a consent agenda category, a recommended course of action for each item is made. Any council member may remove any item from the consent agenda in order to discuss and or change the recommended course of action. And the council can approve the remainder of the consent agenda. A council member's vote in favor of the consent agenda is considered and recorded as a separate affirmative vote in favor of each action listed. Motions in favor of the consent agenda are deemed to include a motion to waive the full reading of any ordinance on the consent agenda. For adoption of ordinances, only those that have received a unanimous vote upon introduction are considered consent items. Is there anyone that would like to remove an item from the consent agenda this evening?
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Call for the question.
Councilmember Cellino?
Yes.
Chavez?
Yes.
Rapata?
Yes.
Bettencourt?
Yes.
Mayor Fast?
Yes. Item 5 is a public hearing, and it is resolution number 2010-088. A resolution approving the issuance of a taxi cab permit pursuant to Reedley Municipal Code Section 3-4-4. Finance.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, honorable members of council. Before you tonight is a public hearing in accordance with Reedley Municipal Code Section 3-4-4 governing the licensing of taxi cabs. On October the 20th, the city received a business license application from Mr. Nunez to operate Greenpoint Taxi Cab from 1330 G Street. Your packet includes copies of all the documentation as required by that city code section. The background screening process and fingerprinting check has been conducted by the police department, and they have been given approval to operate by the police chief. But prior to the meeting, we were caucusing a little bit with the city attorney, and there is some additional state code background checks that need to be completed. We've discussed that with Mr. Nunez, and he is more than willing to cooperate and finish those last few items. We are still waiting on an updated insurance certificate to confirm automobile liability coverage in the amount of $100,000, $300,000 for bodily injury and $100,000 for property damage. We spoke to his insurance agent today, and we should be having that clarification submitted by tomorrow. The requirement, this insurance requirement of the $100,000, $300,000 is in conflict with the City Code Section 3-4-16, which was adopted back in 1970, but we are following legal counsel's advice, and that is what the minimum requirements should be at this time. And again, Mr. Nunez is more than willing to cooperate with those requirements. So we have asked for your approval tonight of Resolution 2010-88, which would allow us to issue a business license permit to Mr. Nunez following the submission of the final background screening items that we need and the insurance certificate. And I know that he's here tonight and is happy to answer any questions that you might have. At this point in time, he is the only driver associated with the business. And as more drivers come into play, then we would be following state law, which would require more screening of the applicant.
Mr. Nunes, would you like to speak before our council? Would you please state your name and address for our record?
Okay, my name is Humberto Nunes. I live in Madera, California. Nice to meet you, everybody. Thanks for your work. And congratulations, because you work pretty fast in my temporary license permit. Never we can see in the other counties we release for the temporary license permit or whatever. But right here we can take it too long, so that's congratulations to everybody to the work over here in the city.
Great. Yeah. Thank you. We have a good staff here wanting to work with our businesses. Are there any other questions from the council?
Mr. Nunes, you say you live in Madera?
Yes, sir.
So you'll be... What are your hours going to be here in Reedley?
So I'm looking for drivers living over here right now. I want to stay over here right now, almost 4 days over here, because we start Saturday afternoon over here. So I'm looking for drivers, and you check out the boat, Madera, and over here too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have a business in Madera?
Yes. Almost. Okay. It passed over 4 years over there.
Okay.
Yeah. Before you have a business in Salinas too. You moved from Salinas to Madera.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any other questions from the council? Are there any comments or questions from the public on this issue? This is a public hearing. Thank you, Mr.
Okay, have a night.
If there are no other comments, I'll close the public hearing. And what is the council's pleasure?
Mayor, if I could, just to add on what Lori had talked about with the, there's actually a, I think she mentioned the ordinance is pretty dated. It's 1970. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that it's gone through any amendments since that time. So one of the requirements was to increase the insurance requirements. Basically, they'll mirror what's required in the city of Fresno and the city of Clovis for their taxi cab ordinance. Also, there's a government code provision that was enacted, I think, about 5 years ago, and the ordinance wasn't amended to deal with that. But it does require mandatory controlled substance and alcohol testing certification program. So, and that doesn't have to be done before tonight, but one of the changes I would propose for the resolution is some language at the end of number one where the approval tonight is subject to, and the ordinance already reads, the purpose of the drug and alcohol screening, as you can imagine, is public health and safety, obviously, transporting individuals around the city. So under section one of the ordinance in your packet tonight, it reads the public interest, convenience, and necessity.
Can you tell us where you're at? I mean,
in the proposed resolution. Yeah, I think I might have said ordinance. The proposed resolution 2010-088 in your staff report.
In the next page. Yeah.
For the approval tonight, under the now therefore, there's number one, item number one.
Okay.
Under item number one, the approval tonight is subject to the filing and approval of liability insurance certificates required by Reedley Municipal Code Section 3-4-16 and the city's finance department. And that's what Lori had mentioned. So he still needs to provide the insurance certificates. And then I would suggest adding, comma, and to all drivers taking and passing with negative results, a controlled substance and or alcohol test in accordance with government code section 53075.5 as it may be amended or renumbered. And so he'll need to pass that test. I don't think it's going to take very long. His temporary permit still goes until the end of the year. the Reedley's ordinance allows for a temporary permit. He's currently has the temporary permit, so within that time he can provide the insurance certificates and take the required drug and alcohol screening and get that done. Once that's done and the appropriate paperwork's been submitted, the permit is good. And so this approval will he won't need to come back before the city council. We won't have to have another public hearing. The approval is subject to that. Once he provides that to city staff, they'll issue the required permit.
So is this a random drug testing or is it a scheduled testing?
No, it's just a one-time test that he has to get.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. One-time test that he has to get before he gets the permit.
Okay. Any questions from the council on that clarification? Thank you, Scott. Okay, what is the council's pleasure?
I'll move to approve the resolution with the additions as stated by attorney.
Is there a second?
Second. Go ahead.
Okay, call for the question.
Councilmember Chavez?
Yes.
Solino?
Yes.
Rapata?
Yes.
Betancourt?
Yes.
Mayor Fast?
Yes. Next item is new business. With respect to the approval of ordinances and resolutions, the reading of the title thereto shall be deemed a motion to waive a reading of the complete ordinance or resolution, and unless there is a request by a council member that the ordinance or resolution be read in full, further reading of the ordinance or resolution shall be deemed waived by unanimous consent of the council. Item 6, resolution number 2010-089. A resolution awarding construction contract to Don Berry Construction, Inc. for General Grant Middle School Walking Bike Path Phase 1, project number SR2SL-5216-040. Engineering.
Mayor, council members, resolution number 2010-089. Awards the construction contract for the General Grant Middle School Walking Biking Path to the lowest responsible bidder, Dunbury Construction. Just some background on the project. On October 26, 2010, city staff conducted the bid opening for this project and a total of 4 bids were received, opened, and read aloud. Bids range from $78,000 with the lowest submitted by Dunbury Construction. City staff evaluated the low bid and determined that it was both responsive and responsible in accordance with the bid and contract documents for this project. The total construction budget for this project, including the construction contract, construction engineering, and contingencies, is at approximately $65,300. This project will be funded with the Safe Route to School grant, Kings Canyon Unified School District matching funds, and with Measure C. With this, I'm available for any questions.
Is this the one that's gonna deal with the flooding that's at Grant Middle School? Is that the one? That
yes.
Okay.
Around the back, yeah.
Okay.
There any other questions?
Which is something that's been talked about for quite some time, so it's good to see it coming into fruition. Yeah, that's great.
Well, how long will it take?
Don't take my word, but it was a. I've heard that it's gonna take a week.
Is that right? No, I was just thinking because we haven't had any rain or anything, so it would be a good time really to do it before.
Actually, it was kind of convenient that the lowest bidder for this project happens to be our contractor for the roundabout, so he'll just move his equipment as soon as he's done over there, which he's almost done. Okay. So he's going to jump on this one pretty soon.
But we always like to have estimates by our engineer.
Okay, any other questions from the council on this item? Are there any questions or concerns from the public on this item? Seeing none, what is the council's pleasure?
I move to approve.
Second?
I'll second.
Call for the question.
Councilmember Chavez.
Yes.
Betancourt.
Yes.
Rapata.
Yes.
Celino.
Yes.
Mayor Fast.
Yes.
I have a question. Before I know that there is there a fence that runs alongside of there, and it doesn't have a gate hump because it's the I guess they jump over.
It's
all broken
the gate. The gate to the school or to the other side?
No, to the other side, to the neighborhood.
Yes,
you know
it
how
does.
It runs, and then there's a fence there, but it's all broken up, and I guess because they've used it to cross, but I don't know if there was a gate. I'm trying to picture it, but I can't remember right
there,
now.
There's a gate on both ends by the baseball fields. There's one to the south and one to the north, but they're not. The one to the south is on the fence line where this walkway is going to be, but the one to the north is around the corner from it.
I believe the school district's going to maintain that. Is that correct?
We're going to work on that.
Because, you know, they're going to cross through there regardless. If you clean it up and just make an opening or a gate, it would be nice to clean up that area.
I would like to see the fence on Justine be closed, too, if that's a possibility.
Yes, unfortunately, none of that has been included as part of the project except for relocating a little portion of the school's fence to accommodate the walk, but... We can look into that and see what we can do.
Okay, thank you. Okay, any other questions or concerns? On that one? Okay. We voted on that, so we'll go on. Item number 7, budget amendment for Measure G funds. Chief.
Good evening, Mayor, members of the council. Tonight, I'm requesting that you allow a budget amendment out of the public safety sales tax budget in the amount of $4,800. And this is for a two-year subscription to a web-based communication system called Citizen Observer TIP 411. The police department's been working on different methods of communication with the community for some time, and we've been given an opportunity to actually access and implement a program using as much of the technology that's out there today, including some of the social networking sites such as Facebook and Twitter, and that was a request that came from the public in a couple of meetings ago, and we found that there are these systems out there that will offer this kind of a communication, and not only will it allow us to communicate better with the public and providing alerts, allowing a system for people to provide text message tips on certain activity and crimes that are occurring in neighborhoods and in the community, but also allow us to create a Facebook page for the police department that can also receive tips from the community and can also allow us to provide messages to the community on a broad scale. There's also a component in the system that allows us to put out specific alerts to specific groups, and it's one of our efforts to try to encourage more neighborhood watch programs so that we can get neighborhood watch groups as part of our alert group, and then this way we can direct some of our crime analysis information to those specific groups so they know exactly what's happening in their neighborhood and what kind of things to look out for. And it helps, just helps in that communication between the community and the police department. The system also provides for a pretty sophisticated crime mapping tool and crime analysis tool that the community can have access to. It's free to subscribe to the public for all of this system. And The crime mapping will allow us, as we enter data, doesn't require any extra work. It just communicates directly with our new NET RMS system, our records management system. And every time something's entered into our records management system, it automatically downloads that information onto the crime map. So it's almost real-time data. So anybody in the community can log on to the system, access the crime map, and see activity that's happening almost in real time. And it can also, as we continue with the system, it can even download sex offender registration information with photographs and certain information on sex offenders that are subject to disclosure, and some other alerts like that. That is real important information for the public to have. So we're asking that you allow us to expend the $4,800, which is for a 2-year subscription for the entire bundle with Citizen Observer, and then it'll be an ongoing expense of $2,400 a year thereafter. And I think it's a pretty small price to pay for us to have that kind of a communication with the community.
Now you're talking about that it's available to anyone with access to internet and the text messages and held.
Yeah, anybody who's got a phone that can get text messages, can receive and send text messages, you can get this information on those phones. And it can also be set up in our system. If you subscribe and you put your phone number in there as a subscriber, when we send out an alert, it'll automatically go to that handheld device. We don't have to do any IT stuff. Mm-hmm. On our end at all. It's all done by the Citizen Observer and TIP 411. They handle all of the technology, and it's all web-based.
So they have to dial TIP 411?
No. What we do is we have a specific, we'll declare a specific number that is for Reedley PD.
Oh, okay.
So what folks with a handheld device, kind of like on American Idol, where it says, if you want to vote for so-and-so, type in this number, and that's what it'll be for Reedley PD. If you want to send a tip, you'll type in RPD tip 411 or whatever we disclose, and then it'll access that text messaging site, and then they just type in their message and send it, just like they would a text message.
When I saw the 411, I thought people are going to confuse and say, we're looking for information.
Yeah, that's the name of the site, because 411 is information.
All right. Okay.
This tip number, this is a different number than the anonymous tip that, is that?
Yeah, this is a different system than our anonymous telephone tip line. Because there are, of course, people who don't have access to handheld devices or computers or the internet. So we still need to have a way for people who don't have access to just make a regular phone call for a tip line. So we have to be able to serve both of those needs.
So this is all done through, if you have a computer and you have internet.
Computer, internet, or...
All those, yeah,
right.
You know how to use it and all that.
Steve, is there any local agencies that are using this system now?
The closest one to us, and we're told we're way ahead of the game, is Merced. There are a lot of agencies in the Bay Area and a lot in Southern California, but the closest one to us right now is Merced, Merced County.
And we call these agencies and they've raved about the system?
They do. Yeah, they do.
And the reasoning for creating a separate expenditure account is so that we can track what's being spent on this item.
Correct.
And it went through the committee?
This hasn't gone through the committee. Huh? We will report this to the committee at their next meeting.
You know, any time we propose something new in the city, it's the important thing is trying to communicate to the public how to use it. I think that's going to be the most important part.
Right.
Is communication with the public. This is a benefit to them and to the city.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think our neighborhood watch will be a good way to help to get the word out on this too.
Yeah. And they do, one of the good features of this is it does translate. It has 57 different languages it can translate information to, both directions, either incoming or outgoing. So it has that capability as well.
Sounds good. Any comments or other questions from the council?
So when did you look into this? Was it the citizens' suggestion, or was this, you were looking to it before?
Well, one of the interesting things is I went to a meeting probably 2 or 3 years ago on this particular program. And, you know, at that point, I didn't see a real heavy need for it. I kind of, you know, I was thinking along the lines of a lot of us that I guess the methods of communication were adequate. It wasn't until, you know, I actually, you know, all of the different communication methods that are out there, and people were bringing up the fact that, you know, there's Twitter and Facebook and the things that I don't necessarily, you know, do myself, but learning that there are, you know, millions of people on these social networking websites and contacting other departments who are actually using it also, I started thinking that it probably is a pretty good way to communicate.
One thing, Steve, that this may do, this is probably going to generate a lot more information coming in, and it's going to require a lot more follow-up, and it's going to tax your personnel probably. If everything works correctly, you're going to have more people calling in, and it's going to be real critical for the follow-up that's involved, that we need to get back to people if they're choosing to be contacted, if they're giving us information about. So somebody's going to have to be monitoring this system to make sure that we are, you know, because what happened, I know that in our office with our webpage, we're constantly getting information, you know, people are giving us information, and there's nothing more frustrating than not getting back to people.
I agree.
They stop calling. So, and I know
agree.
That personnel-wise, you're stretched. This is going to, but we can't afford not to either.
Right. Yeah. We've got a few things in place that hopefully will facilitate. With a new system put out by the Sheriff's Department, which actually started November 1st, so we're on the new system, it actually requires less time of our records personnel to do data entry. The processing side is still pretty heavily labor intensive, but the data entry part is much lower in being labor intensive, like the old system was. And what I'm planning to do is take one of those people in records, I have 3 full-time records people, and convert them into a crime analysis person, and they'll be the ones who access this site every day and get the tip information to the people it's supposed to go to, and hopefully that'll be a, you know, a process that we can keep up with.
Good.
Any other questions from the council? Concerns? Any questions or comments from the public on this issue? Thank you, Chief. What is the council's pleasure?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Call for the question.
Councilmember Chavez?
Yes.
Cilino?
Yes.
Rapata?
Yes.
Bencourt?
Yes.
Mayor Fast?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Item 8, council reports. Start with council member Soleno.
The only thing is, last night I attended a Southeast Region of Solid Waste Commission, which has to do with landfills, and it was the first meeting we've attended in 2 years, 2 years ago, September 2008, I was elected as chairman of the Southeast Regional Solid Waste Commission, and last night I was dethroned. Because it's every 2 years. So it was a hard struggle for 2 years. So, but it's a good organization that it has to do with landfills. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's going to be more information coming back to us that may be a possibility of a little bit of increase in our landfill. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Rapata?
I have nothing tonight.
Councilwoman?
We Anita and I actually met with Juan Arambula, Assemblyman Juan Arambula, last Thursday, kind of like an exit interview that he did. He's visiting every community that he represented, and he wouldn't budge on what his plans are for the future, but he did say that he's out of politics for good. We'll see how long that lasts. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it was a good meeting, and he represented our community well.
Okay, I have a couple of things. I attended the flu and pneumonia shot clinic that the county health department does at the community center. I was probably more curious than anything, but I decided while I was there I'd go ahead and get a flu shot. So I had a sore arm for a couple of days, but I was just struck by how well the senior volunteers corralled all those people. By the time I got there, it was about 10 after 3, and it opened at 3, and there was probably 60 people there already in front of me. And they had set up chairs, and they went one by one. Whoever came first, they picked first, and within less than a half hour, I was out of there. So they just really pushed it through and were very organized. So, Joel, if you can pass that on back to the seniors, thank you for being willing to help with that. I attended the Council of Governments meeting up in Fresno, thinking I was going to be voting on our Highway 180 Trimmer Frankwood funding project, but that has not been put on our agenda yet, and I understand it probably won't be for the next meeting or two because of a lot of talking back and forth to try to get some consensus on that item. They also told us that there was a new Amtrak station in Madera that was opened last week, and so the county of Madera was pretty excited about that. Mayor Lopez and I were appointed to serve on the steering committee for the gang prevention initiative, and this is a committee set up to oversee the implementation of our 5-year strategic planning that was adopted by the Board of Supervisors back in August. Then on Halloween night, I attended the many churches joined together for a safe Halloween fall party at the Reedley Mennonite Brethren Church. And Cindy and the police explorers were there doing fingerprints, and they ran out of forms, and so they had a lot of business. And the fire department, John Aguita and my husband Brad, brought the fire truck there for a display. So that was a good evening. I also understand that Cruising for Jesus and the Full Gospel Church also had Halloween events at their churches that night. So I think it was a good thing that our churches are coming together to help support those kind of activities in Reedley. Saturday evening, I attended the Emmanuel fundraising dinner. And Sunday, went to the food bazaar for the Buddhist church, and that was really good, at the community center. And just a reminder, I don't know how many of you are available on Saturday, but if you can go to this COPS walk, even if you don't want to walk, if you might be willing to donate, I think that would be something that, we as a city should do on behalf of our officer that was lost in the line of duty, and also to support, like Leon Isaac said, the officers that were there that day, and support them in part of the grieving process. And also, Friday and Saturday we'll have the Korean Monument is going to be dedicated on Saturday, and I'd like to encourage any of you from the public that can come, and staff too. I think we need to have a good representation. We'll be having quite a few people from South Korea, from the government there. So that's all that I have. Staff reports.
Thank you, Mayor. Again, just to reiterate, there is going to be the monument dedication at 2 o'clock on Saturday at the city pool site. The street will be closed down. There will be parking, and there will be seating for at least 200 individuals to attend this ceremony. And then there will be a dinner afterwards at the Reedley College for those who wish to attend. They've prepared 200 meals for people to attend, so there's going to be a need to have folks there, or they're going to have a lot of food left over. So I encourage you to attend that. The roundabout dedication will be currently scheduled for November 22nd, and we're working hard to hang on to that schedule. That'll be at 8 o'clock in the morning at Dinuba, so the council members, those that can be there, if it's foggy, just be careful when we cut the ribbon, move out of the way so folks won't run over you.
Okay, so is that on schedule?
It is now. It's on the new schedule.
Barring no more rain?
Right. Well, the rain shouldn't affect it at this point. The paving's pretty much done, and they got a pole to pull out of the middle of the driving area that Verizon had and Comcast had, so, and then finish paving that and do some cleanup work, and they'll be done. So
we got Noe's word on it.
That yeah, it's gonna be that's right. Noe's been on them hard, and he's been working them hard trying to get them finished.
And yelling and screaming and anything that I can do.
We are looking at talk with Chief Wright, and we're trying to schedule another community meeting on December 10th. It's a Monday night. Again, I think Joel offered the Redwood Room at the community center for us to do it there, and set up another meeting so that we can, again, provide some information. And
December 10th is a Friday, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at January. Sorry. December
13th?
13th.
A Monday, right?
Yeah. Thank you for telling me that. I'd have shown up and nobody would have been there. We're working to get a workshop together on the 29th of November for general plan update and the bicycle master plan for council to get updated on, and so we can start moving forward with that information. And then as far as the donation goes, Council, I would suggest that we donate for those officers that we had that were directly involved to be able to send them back for this.
Okay, good.
We had 10 officers that were directly involved with the shooting and in the line of duty there. And I'll work with our finance director if that's council's.
I'd like to give some on that too.
That's all we have.
You're all so quiet this evening? No comments? Okay.
Mayor, if I could sure. I ask Joel? Joel, one of the memos that I received a while back, and I forgot to bring it up, the problem we had at the sports park, the vandalism a while back that created some flooding, whatever. Have we had very much problems out there?
I
Yeah, I know, I think it was a month or 6 weeks ago we had some vandalism out there. I haven't heard of any other vandalism.
Okay. Unless... thinking if we continue to have problems like that, I hate to see that stuff take place, but if maybe we work with the chief and maybe put a camera out there, and if we continue to see some problems in the future. I hate to see this thing take place. You know, we spent an awful lot of money for this community, and to have some individuals like that disrupted. So if we can just kind of keep an eye on it and see what happens, and if we need to, let's try and do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Seeing no other business this evening, this meeting is adjourned. We'll take a 5-minute break and then we'll come back and reconvene as the redevelopment agency. Thank you for coming this evening.
Resolution tomorrow and send it to you.
Yeah, go ahead and take it.
So you can get this one won't take very long. Mary to sign
it.
Elaine?
I've seen her around. Uh-huh. How you doing, Elaine?
What's that?
You have to come today because she has to make a report on this.
Oh, she does.
So much kids.
It was people from Dinuba.
You get
after really be Dinuba.
Oh,
before the Mary and Will on their way out of town. Yeah, on their way out of town.
Thanksgiving. We're really getting excited now. Really getting excited. Like, we ordered our tickets. There's 18 of us.
Yeah, I go out there.
I would. With a 10 grandkids.
I go by the sports bar once during the week, and then I go by there every weekend. Brent and I go over there and walk around
today,
every weekend.
They're not today. We're going to be up there
are using
3 days.
It really
so,
nice. It'll be good. Next year, you know, we left it alone. We wanted the grass to set real good, but we're going to.
Never
I think it's a good idea. They're all subject to brown, so they get a little bit of training on that too. But
we're going to go up. We're going to go up Thanksgiving Day, so we want to be there that day. I mean that evening, so that Friday.
Have
that
no. I mean, it's unbelievable. Right, what cracks me up is, you know.
Friday, yes, and Friday and Saturday.
Crammed on space out there.
So the I'm really excited. Yeah.
Good.
So Gilbert got his check because he worked. He had a whole month of vacation.
Well, they well, a lot of
he got
people.
The check. And it went straight to the tickets. So.
Airport guys.
So,
well, that was nice. Yeah.
Well, he said, like he said, you know.
Even though they're not compensated.
Kids will remember that, you know. He could have spent something out, but we're going to have fun. We're have a good time. And then we have
this,
all
least
yeah, let them drive around. show people that it can be done.
That's a big question.
I know.
This is the consent. Oh, this is the consent.
I know.
Hey, this, right. You got the letter from Craig's case update.
I did.
Do you think there's a need for a future closed session update?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I think we probably ought to do one. This is not till March, so I think we need to probably do one after the first of the year, immediately.
Probably.
It's going to be fine, but that would be a good idea, just to have a truck come drive up and around it.
I'll talk with Craig and see.
During the opening.
It's probably not. You were in high school, huh?
Well.
Yeah, like this, it's a guy.
I'll stay up to date with him. If it gets dismissed, then nothing. But if there's, if he thinks there's a need for us to go to settlement,
and I don't know, one of the cities besides Franklin.
It doesn't sound like he thinks there is.
I saw you has it.
One?
Yeah.
Is that right? And the problem with there. Yeah,
but it's real quick.
There's no problem.
We could have already been out of,
especially when it's just a single lane. It's easy to
right into it.
We'll always have those individuals that are, no matter what
it's
you
just
do,
a consent
negative
agenda.
You know.
I keep telling everybody, we'll wait till we put the one at the college.
Used to be.
That's why whenever somebody says something negative to me about, well, and they look at me like, and then I just walk away.
Yeah, it is. It's a big circle.
Yes,
yeah,
we've
been there.
Oh,
you haven't been over there, have you? Oh, it's already finished. Just about.
We took a walk the other day, Gilbert and I did.
No, we've also talked about it. Run around it. Frankwood and Dinah.
Well, it feels like 10 o'clock already because it's so dark.
Yeah.
Driving over here.
Home, if you could almost eliminate that little island in the middle.
Yeah. Where's our?
I thought it was 5:30 when I was.
Like a quickie.
It was only 4:30.
No, I'm saying we should get our mayor over here so we can get a quickie.
Like an hour and a half.
And get through
there.
Oh, God. Quick a quickie. Come. Pronto, 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 pronto.
Pronto, whatever.
Thanks, Lord.
We didn't get any
$84
money. Did you see that letter? They had $1.6 billion.
Okay.
Oh, did?
Yeah. She was here.
Sorry.
The boss really likes for me to do that. You know, you educate people how not to be victims.
Was that a month ago?
Yeah, we're...
It's really...
That's where we have three football teams practice on the
But it sounds like I'm bragging. They really
Rocky felt that was my new home. And I said, no.
We run out of cheese.
Well, during the day, that's it.
There.
Tomorrow,
okay, thank you.
Yeah, we're going because
playing at the Clovis work because it's almost the Clovis schools that they play with.
How's my Spanish?
Hey, we got 808 coming up.
You better sit down. Much big areas. If their football teams have lots of places to play, nobody practices on their baseball.
Okay, no.
You know?
Critic.
Then all you're gonna do is make these kids, you know, play baseball so damn long.
The streets,
yeah. Their arms are gonna be dragging during the real season.
Burn them out. That's what's so frustrating.
I hate this winter baseball crap. I hate it when people.
Okay.
Oh, how you doing, Will?
Play their
I'd like to call this meeting to order. The Reedley Redevelopment Agency. We'll have the roll call.
Board Member Rapata.
Here.
Salino.
Here.
Betancourt.
Here.
Chavez.
Here.
Chairman Tost.
Here. Public comment. Provides an opportunity for members of the public to address the RDA board on items of interest to the public within the board's jurisdiction and which are not already on the agenda this evening. It is the policy of the RDA board not to answer questions impromptu. Concerns or complaints will be referred to the executive director's office. Speakers should limit their comments to no more than 3 minutes. No more than 10 minutes per issue will be allowed. For items which are on the agenda this evening, members of the public will be provided an opportunity to address the RDA board as each item is brought up for discussion. Is there any public comment? Seeing none. Under a consent agenda category, a recommended course of action for each item is made. Any board member may remove any item from the consent agenda in order to discuss and or change the recommended course of action, and the board can approve the remainder of the consent agenda. Is there any board member that would like to remove an item from the consent agenda?
Just move to approve.
I have one clarification on item number two.
Mm-hmm.
The staff report's correct, but the agenda description says recommend board receive and file. It's actually an approval. You'll be approving the lease agreement with the Kings Canyon Unified School District.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve with that note.
Okay. Second.
Call for the question.
Board Member Rapata?
Yes.
Salino?
Yes.
Betancourt?
Yes.
Chavez?
Yes.
Chairman Fast?
Yes. Board reports. Does any board member have a report this evening? None. Staff reports?
No, we don't have any staff reports.
What was your bet?
Talk for one more minute.
What was the bet, Rocky?
How many minutes do I need to talk? Who's going to pay me off?
Pronto, pronto, Maria.
If there's